The United States, in the last decade, we started the decade being third behind the Soviet Union and South Africa. And all the world and the percentage of our people we had behind bars. We have now far outstripped the Soviet Union and South Africa. We're the most prison-crazy country in the world, and we're not safer, particularly, or better off. And we've done it by real tough sentence on drug users as well as drug pushers, and longer sentences for repeat offenders, and our inability, basically, to try to figure out a way to reduce recidivism among people who have an alcohol or drug abuse problem or are unemployable, or both. But, you know, when I started out in government, we had about 2,800 beds in the prison system a day. We got about 6,500. We got 700 folks back up in the county jail. We built 900 beds last year, and we still got 700 back up. So I think we may have to do this later, all of it. In other words, we may not be able to do everything we need to do in this regular session on prison reform. Because I work with a legislative committee, you know, members, Senator Bookout's committee did a lot of work on it. And we may not be ready to do everything we need to do, but we're going to have some very significant changes. And there are some significant changes now underway in the operations of the prison dealing with this whole issue. But we're going to expand the boot camp program. We want to give incentives to counties to keep nonviolent inmates at home, either in the county jails or in incarceration, by saying we'll pay not only for the incarceration, but we'll pay the health care costs if the inmates get hurt on the job. And if the inmates cause some problem, that is, if they hurt someone else or there's some other problem arising out of their work, we will let them refer their claims to the claims commission and the state will pay them. If, but only if, the inmates are working in the county. They're working on the streets, on the roads, cleaning up the parks, doing things of that kind. I want to expand probation services and parole services and minimize the number of people who return for minor parole violations and maximize the number of people we have in jail we have in jobs when we let them out of jail. We want to, in effect, set up a better employment agency there, the prison system. We need to increase incentives to succeed in education programs in the prison system and move toward a system where we stop paroling people who can't read. Anyway, that's where we should begin. And that way we can make a huge difference. I mean, the Brandeis study, the crowd we had come down here from Brandeis, said that one-third of our prison population were first-time nonviolent offenders. And that two-thirds of that one-third should never have been sent there to the penitentiary. If you believe that prison is a place for people who have to be physically segregated because they constitute a threat to society.